Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:23 British Summer Time. Well, this has been really quite an interesting day in here, particularly if when you look at some of these European markets, because we're starting to see a bit of divergence here, particularly between, say, the DAX and the Italian MIB. Well, what you have is in the DAX, it's really quite firm, and you have a medium-term progression of higher lows, which has yet to be broken. Whereas the MIB has broken through 33,000. Now, 33,000 is a fairly important level, and you'll see that on the chart in interesting charts today, because 33,000 had been an area of resistance on the upside, and once it broke through that, it had provided support in the past. So, if it were going to provide support this time round, it should have done by now. And today, it broke through that support. It's at 32,859, so down over 1%. It was the worst performer in Europe today. Then you counter that to the DAX, which is really looking quite strong right now. Well, you're actually not strong, but it's very consistent because the reactions we've had so far have been largely equal sized. Now, if we were to get a bigger reaction in the DAX, that would prove more bearish. And certainly the activity we're seeing in global stock markets is more bearish. So the DAX is probably not going to rally from here and continue that progression of higher lows, but certainly one to keep an eye on. Also looking at the FTSE, not nearly as consistent a pattern as the DAX or the S&P MIB, but it's coming back into that area that may provide support around the August lows. Hasn't broken through that yet. It closed down on the day, down 22. It's at 5,263. Still, excuse me, quite weak. Looking at the bond markets, treasuries have are relatively firm in here today, 112.22. Bunds are right down around that 121 level. They've bounced at that level twice before, so we'll see whether they're going to do it today. Right now they're at 121.41, up 0.12 on the day, so relatively steady. The JGBs are, well, pretty much the same story, fairly steady. They're around 137, 136.92, just up a little bit on the day. So, the bond markets are pretty steady. Equity markets, I didn't mention Asia or the US just yet. The Nikkei is pretty much holding its own around 13,350. It's down a little bit today. Hang Seng was up a bit, so was Australia. Australia was up 34, so that's 0.75%. But interestingly enough, in Japan, you do have this second section which hasn't blinked at all, and it's continuing to go on and make new highs. Very consistent uptrend. In Japan, we are seeing right now, I suppose, what can only be considered ranging activity. It's maintaining the level near those highs pretty well. We haven't seen any swinging cutbacks really. And as long as that second section doesn't come off, then it is looking really quite good. Now, some of the commodity based economies are getting hit rather hard in here today. Canada is down 1.5%, Mexico is down 1%, and Brazil is down over 2%. That's, I think, probably because the US is fairly weak in here. The Nasdaq is down about 0.5% right now. It's at 2,059. Presumably, there's going to be some support around this 2,000 level. If we were to see a break of that, then well, we'd have to go down a bit more to find some support. That's a bit of a truism, I realize. But what we did have was a relatively good rally from oversold over the last 3 days. It wasn't particularly convincing, no dynamics. So there's nothing really there to change our downward bias on Wall Street, and that is more than likely going to feed through, almost certainly going to feed through on that Wall Street leash effect that we so often talk about into other markets. India right now, if you look at the chart in the chart library, you'll see has pretty much broken the low of that big dynamic we saw towards the end of last month. So we might be in for a little bit more weakness in India as well. Thailand seems to be rolling around. Taiwan had that awfully big downward dynamic yesterday. No, No countermanding dynamic there today, hardly surprising. The other big news story today was the strength of the dollar, and Japan went through 115 yen with absolutely no problem. It's at 115.65 right now, so up 0.72 of 1 yen. And that's pretty much on news that once it went through that 115, someone at the Bank of Japan said that they were quite happy to let the currency slide. Obviously, they don't want a strong currency. So, that is 115. You'll see on the weekly chart I put in the interesting charts today that it's a relatively important level because it has provided again support and resistance in the past. So, depending on how well it holds this level, it could mark a change in dollar yen trading. I think a lot of people would have been looking at the yen to strengthen up, particularly with the activity we've seen in Japan, but I don't think that's going to happen right away. The euro is at 159, sorry, 119.59, and that's still off the lows that we saw over the last 6 or 7 weeks. And the dollar index hasn't yet decided that it's going to push through the kind of resistance that seems to have developed around the 90 level. But a good upward move in the dollar index today. It's a little bit. It was off the highs a bit. Hasn't really made a new high. The high was at 90.77. We're at 90.34 right now. It has built up to this level really quite well. So I think you'd have to give it the benefit of the doubt, really. If it does break that 90 level, then there doesn't seem to be an awful lot of resistance on the upside up to about 95. So that's something to really keep an eye on because these precious metals, they're down a little bit in here today, which isn't really surprising because of the strength of the dollar. But gold is down a dollar, $1.80 at 472.20. I thought it was interesting that report I posted today from Citigroup, where they have such really quite low expectations for gold into the future. And that really tells us that they're not long of it, because if they were long of it, there's no point in being long of it if you think it's not going to move. So they would be projecting it even higher. Because they're not doing that, it means they're not long of gold, or their customers aren't very long of gold, which is quite a bullish argument because there's quite an obvious trend there. We haven't had a break of trend in any way, shape, or form. It's very consistent, higher lows for the last 4 years. If we did see a break of that, then I could understand people coming out with very bearish reports on gold. This report is not bearish on gold, but it's just saying it's going to go sideways for the next 2 to 3 years, which I think would be really very surprising. So I'm willing to take that as quite a bullish development when you have such a big bank coming out with quite a dull estimate for the prices into the future. Palladium is down $5 today. It's at 212.25. Platinum is down $1.80 at 934.70, and silver is down 4 cents at 783. So they're all pretty much holding their own. Copper, after a fantastic day yesterday, is only up 45 cents today. It's at 182.55. Just pulling up our other metals sheet, and tin is down a bit today. Had been down quite a bit more, I think, but it's at 64.25. And zinc is up one at 15,021, so made another new high in here today. Nickel's down a bit; it's at 12,350, down 240. So still that weakness in the nickel price, and there's not a lot of support until it comes to about 10,000, and that's a big round number. I think a lot of people might be looking at that. Now, looking at some of these other commodities. Orange juice, and you'll see that long-term chart I put up there today, broken through some reasonably important support right now. It hasn't performed like this in about 6 years. So, with this hurricane now moving away from the Gulf of Mexico and towards Florida, where there are lots and lots of orange trees, we might see this move up a bit more. Coffee as well has done relatively well in here today. It's up 55 cents. It's 104.65, so doing quite well. Cocoa has steadied up after a couple of really quite weak days. Now, because we have had this Hurricane Wilma moving away from the Gulf, or at least the projected path moving away from the Gulf, it's still really early days. Oil has come off a dollar today. It's down 91 cents at the moment, 63.45 in the front month, and natural gas is down a bit too, down 30 cents, 38 cents at 13.50. Natural gas still very consistent uptrend. And no downward dynamics to speak of there as of yet. So that's pretty much it for me. If there's anything at all I can help you out with, or any way we can improve the service, please don't hesitate to contact me. And thank you for your time.